He told me they are working with other southeastern states on prevention efforts and preparation should it become an issue this fall.
We're already looking at resources from other states, resources that we have locally here. I just got off the phone with my good friend Charlie Hatcher, a state vet in Tennessee. We want to know what their resources are, him to us, and we're going to work within the southern states as a region. Then the next thing is be sure that we have adequate training, you know, for all our field people. We're doing that now. Then the other thing, Randall, that we've really been trying to focus on is here within the state of Alabama is being sure that other agencies know what their role is. For example, the environmental agency here in Alabama, the health department, our emergency management association. So we've been meeting a lot with those, the governor's office, our legislature. We're meeting a lot with those guys, and let's let them get really informed about where everybody would plug in. Then we go back to, again, exercising our plans, get everybody on board as best we can, and then not to forget the backyard grower, the hobby grower. We've got several meetings going on. They're all just kind of educational. Let's don't freak out. Let's just be aware and then prepare if we have to. So, you know, you do all those things, get our resources together, meet with other agencies, our neighbors to other states, get our backyard folks involved, and then we plan for the worst, hope for the best.
Dr. Frazier said biosecurity is key as, again, concerns of wild waterfowl heading back south for the winter is where the disease could come from. For more information, go to the Alabama Department of Agriculture website. That's agi.alabama.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.